Chapter 11. Finding Balance. Work-life balance. It should be clear what work-life balance means. How you manage your own time for relationships, family responsibilities, outside interests, and time for work. But many people find it hard to get it right. It is important that you do not let work control you. As we have already discussed, you must carefully set limits around your working day. It is important to remember the idea of balance. While you have home things you would like to do during working hours, you should think about what you need to do for work first. You may also sometimes have to change your own plans to fit around work. It is not good to take 30 minutes here and there for different little jobs and not find the time to do the work you missed. This is not balance. But if you have been working longer to finish an important task, then it is okay to finish a little earlier when you have completed it. This is balance. It is possible to balance work and life, but you need to be careful that one does not control the other. If you have too much work, talk to your colleagues and your manager in your weekly meeting. If you are stressed at home, let your manager know that you have some problems. If you cannot find an answer, then you need to try to change the situation. For example, you might find somewhere for your children to go a few evenings a week after school to give you some time to get your work done. Or perhaps you could start an hour earlier so you can take time away from work, say, to take the children to football. Feeling alone. Feeling alone is about missing people and social relationships. This can be a problem when working remotely. You might live alone, work alone, and have all your shopping delivered. According to Buffer 2020 State of Remote Work Report, 20% of those working remotely have problems because they feel alone. Feeling alone and finding it difficult to communicate and collaborate with others are the greatest problems that remote workers face. There are several things you can do about this. First, work in a co-working space where you have other people working around you. Try to build relationships with them by going to co-working events or just start a conversation with the person next to you. You might be surprised that your co-workers are like you and have the same interests as you. They could tell you about things to do in the area or give you new connections or customers for your work. Another way to stop feeling alone is by talking to family and friends on the phone or by video call every day. It is important to talk to other team members and colleagues when you start feeling all alone. Telling them how you feel will help you to understand why you are feeling this way and what would make you feel better. Often, breaking with daily structures and fitting your day around what you need will help. Feeling isolated. Feeling isolated at work happens when you are not in face-to-face contact with other team members. Feeling isolated can be more difficult to manage than feeling alone. Communication can be interrupted and lead to people on the team not being part of the conversation. It may just be that some of the team are working on a difficult problem and other team members are not included. There are a few simple things you can do about feeling isolated. Speak to your manager and explain that you are busy with your work but have no contact with the rest of the team. There should be meetings with the whole team, but maybe your manager stopped them, thinking that the team did not need them. You can explain that it is not true for you. With hybrid teams, where some are office-based or there is a group who all work in the same co-working centre, care must be taken to bring in the remote team members. This might be as simple as having short information meetings for a chat on a video call. Or it might be that you need a calendar for meetings with times for remote workers to meet the office-based or co-working team. Being outside the office can also make you feel isolated when you do not have people you can ask for help. For example, to manage a technology problem or give your work receipts to. A company can change this by having a remote first rule, so that everyone puts their receipts in digitally. Or you can find a friendly IT person in the co-working space, or, even better, your company's IT team can look at your laptop remotely. A less clear side to being isolated is if you feel that your manager has not noticed your successes, or perhaps your career is developing more slowly than your colleagues. You might need to communicate what you have achieved by describing what you have been doing for the team. Burnout. According to Christina Maslach of the University of California, Berkeley, burnout is feeling stressed because at the same time you are really tired from too much work, you are not connected to the job and not achieving any results. Remote workers are in greater danger of burnout than other workers because of their isolation. They are also in greater danger of feeling really tired because they are always trying to show their worth, which can stop them switching off from work. It is important to look for signs of burnout, as your work may not be so good, but it can also come into other areas of family life and social relationships. This can be negative for your well-being. If you feel stressed and tired, take a few days off and ask yourself whether you are feeling alone, not connected to people, or if you have too much work to do. Talk about it first with your close team and then with your manager, before getting more help if you need it. Tired of video calls. There are several reasons why video calls make you tired. They make you think more about how you look to others and make you want to show people your best side. You have to concentrate more than you do in face-to-face conversations to read people's body language. Looking at a screen for a long time makes you tired, and having more people on the screen makes the problem worse. To stop all these feelings, plan your video calls carefully and try to take breaks between calls. Do not have a full day of video calls, if possible. Turn on video for meetings only if you need to. Sometimes a phone call or email works just as well. With six or fewer people, video can help people to talk to each other. For calls with more than six people, it is better not to have the video camera switched on and to turn the microphone off. Often these are meetings for giving information, so you do not need to speak. Video calls usually last an hour because that was how long office meetings used to last, as people had to travel to get to the meeting and it was polite to give them that time. Today, there is no reason why a video call cannot be just 15 minutes long. If your call is not on video, think about doing walking meetings. Research in the Harvard Business Review found that walking leads to an increase in creative thinking and keeps you active. Video calls have made people interested in the books that they can see in other people's bookcases. It is hard to read the titles of the books in a normal video call, although some are easier to guess from their covers. you can choose to say something about yourself through your books, or you can use a Zoom or Teams setting to cover them. Perhaps you can put this book in a good place so that people can see that you know what you are doing.